Video woman starting life again given laptop. $11,000 from Secret Santa, I'm at a loss for words. By Amy Furr on December 12, 2022. A young woman in Idaho Falls, Idaho, recently got a huge surprise from a Secret Santa that brought her to tears. When Bree was in junior high, she relocated from Texas to Idaho to live with her aunt and uncle. But a few years ago, her aunt passed away after battling cancer, East Idaho News reported Monday. In the early months of last year, the young woman was away serving on a mission in California for her church. While she was gone, her uncle moved into a smaller home. Bree was left without a place to stay, so when she returned to Idaho, she had to start her life all over again and enrolled in school. Her laptop takes 2 minutes to process each keystroke, so Bree has difficulty getting anything done while using the device. However, everything changed for her when the East Idaho News' Nate Eaton and crew arrived at the friend's home where Bree, who recently had surgery, is currently living. The crew had an updated laptop and $11,000 for tuition and whatever else she needs to get her life started again. The look on Bree's face was priceless the moment she opened the laptop. And when she opened the boxes containing the money, she became emotional. Oh my gosh, wow. That's so nice. I really appreciate it, she told Eden. Adding she will start school soon to pursue her career as an occupational therapy assistant. Bree thanked the Secret Santa and said, honestly, I'm kind of at a loss for words, but I really appreciate it. Eden's followers expressed their joy over the much-needed gifts, and one person called Bree a sweetheart. I hope she becomes an occupational therapist, they are amazing. Another user replied. Eden read a note from Secret Santa on Monday in which he said the recipient may not be able to identify who gave them the gift. Therefore, it could be anyone or everyone. There is perhaps no better feeling in the world than to realize maybe everyone loves you and cares about you. You have evidence that someone does, and it could be anyone, the letter stated.